Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Karmali, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, man?
I mean, good.
Good. We're getting close now. Next week, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's the big decision maker of which side wins determines where the markets go, right?
Where the markets go. We're going back to that, are we? We have enough trouble with indexing. Never mind the Super Bowl index.
Super Bowl index. And I'll report to you on how it went, and then where's the market going to go based on
you're going to be there. That's going to be an exciting trip with you and your daughter.
Yeah, this is a daddy-daughter trip. It's not about the game for my daughter. It's about the halftime show.
Yeah, that's right.
So she's all about that. So I'm looking forward to taking her there. That'll be fun. And I miss those days that we could just get up and leave and go on a nice trip. So I'm glad that we're taking a risk, but it's a calculated risk. And
I think it makes sense. We're moving more clearly towards whatever endemic means in this, right? But living, you and I debate this a lot.
Yeah.
Living with it, you're seeing lots of talks about restrictions, coming off, and looking at the just the jobs numbers, and then let's talk a little bit about an important topic we're going to cover today. But the jobs numbers this week showed a very different approach, I think, from our country versus the United States, where we lost a bunch of jobs, and likely to do with some shutdowns. U.S. handling it a little bit differently. They gained some jobs. Really interesting what's happening.
They gained some jobs, Dave?
Well,
just some?
467,000.
Didn't they also adjust November's numbers as well?
Yeah, and employment. Yeah.
And in the morning on that Friday release, didn't the 10-year U.S. government bond just take off in interest rate?
It did.
So it's not that you're sounding like it was just a minor adjustment, like you're fixing your hair in the mirror or something.
Yeah, no, listen, I was talking about the differences in our country's approach, but the impact.
The impact is so large, right? And there's a wage increase.
Yep.
And we had some great sums of volatility this week in the markets. I'll focus on the tech area. I think Thursday was the Meta worst I've seen. Get it?
Hey, I got it. That was a cheesy attempt at humor.
No, that was good. Meta worse.
I was calling this week the Jerry Maguire week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Show me the money. That's what the market was saying.
Say it again.
Show me the money.
And that's accurate because, first of all, you look at the economics. You saw people's average wages going up. You saw a lack of showing the money by Meta, formerly known as Facebook. They got hammered in the market. You saw Snap, the other social media platform. Surprise, they made a profit, first time. A profit.
Well, and I want to come back to that one in a minute.
And then Amazon crushed their numbers. Surprise, they showed you the money.
Yep.
So there's money everywhere happening here, except for some places, like the Metaverse.
Right,
the Metaverse. Right? And so you've got some big gyrations in the market. And I like this because finally, the companies that are actually making money and growing their bottom line are being rewarded. Finally.
Yeah. And speaking of that, there is a segment of the Canadian economy that hasn't maybe had the respect and needs to show the money, but is repositioning to do that right now. And it will be one of incredibly important to this particular province, and that's oil and gas.
That's right.
And we're going to spend some time today with Eric Nuttall over a couple of different segments and start digging in deep as to what is going on in the oil and gas and energy markets, and how does that affect us here locally and the companies that are here in Calgary.
Now, I've been working and tracking Eric for years with his previous firm and now with 9 Point Partners. Eric, for full disclosure, is part of our portfolio when we are investing through his fund. It's in our portfolio. So there is, I want to be transparent on that. And the reason why is because people are going to understand why I work with him. Why is he part of our portfolio? Why is his investments a selection strategy that we actually agree with at this point in time? And I think there's an opportunity for investors. So they need to hear the story. But there's also an outlook on the economy because people think higher oil prices equals more jobs in Alberta.
Right.
And I've been saying this for, I don't know, a couple of years now, as we've started to see the recovery of the price of oil. Don't put the two together.
Yep.
Now, that's also different than the royalties that the province receives with higher price of oil.
Yep.
Okay, so there is three different levers in this as an Albertan, and has different impacts as an Albertan. But as an investor, huge opportunity. So you definitely want to tune in for this show, because we're going to show you the money when we talk about the energy market and where specifically are the opportunities.
Yeah, and we should say, listen, anybody in this province has been through the booms and busts of oil and the energy market. So it's important that you always get professional advice, right?
Absolutely.
When you decide if it's a suitable investment in your portfolio.
Absolutely.
Okay, so having said that, let's talk about this show me the money idea, because you highlighted some of it and it was amazing. And Snap on Friday to me was a very interesting one, because it was the very first time in history it showed the money.
Do you know what Snap is?
Well, I do.
Have you used it?
I allowed my daughter to use it, so she shows me.
So you've
me.
Given her the permission to use
yeah.
it. Have you?
No.
I don't. Have you taken a Snap?
No.
It's addictive.
Oh, yeah?
It's addictive. I can see how, after all these years, it's now showing a profit, because anybody under the age of 18 will not touch Facebook.
Right.
Or better known as Meta.
Right.
They're all over Snap. And if you look at the easiest spending power of a consumer, it's the 18 to 34 demographic, but more importantly, it's those are the parents of kids who are using Snap who are saying, Mom, Dad, buy me this.
Right.
So think about that from a business perspective, and now let's overlay the understanding of the company Snap.
Yeah, well, and I'm just going to talk about the show me the money piece, because it was a very interesting week of trading, given what you said, the, you know, Meta Platforms, parent of Facebook, comes out, and they have a very different earnings profile than what we've seen from the likes of Apple, of Microsoft, and ultimately of Amazon the next day. But what's happening is there's headwinds and tailwinds, and Meta was facing a bunch of the headwinds, and they cited competition from the likes of TikTok. They talked about the Apple iOS change,
yep.
and the privacy and $10 billion of potential revenue impact there. But it's not affecting everybody the same way. And what was interesting, though, Meta comes out with their results. Everything sells off. Anything social media related, for sure. I would argue that it spilled into the broader markets, and you got that pretty negative, negative day.
Yeah.
Well, close of business, immediately Amazon produces its results. Super strong growth, 40% in their cloud-based and their AWS business. Interesting, the retail business kind of flat to down 1%, right? Big gains in some of the investments they made, but a very different profile, and we get this reversal. And then when you look at the best example, that why I was saying Snap, because if it is about show me the money, and they show the money for the very first time, the very first quarter they showed profitability, 22 cents, crushing expectations of 10, they're up like 50%, right? Yeah. It was a crazy contrast over those 2 days of the show me the monies and those that don't show me the money.
That's right, and I think this is where investors have to understand, when they look at the broader indexes, understand what's inside that index. What are the constituents of the index? So when they see that the NASDAQ is falling 3%, well, who are the largest constituents in that index?
Right.
That's why it's falling the way it does. The bottom three or five companies, if they fell by 50%, it wouldn't even move the index.
Right.
Same with the S&P 500, same with the TSX. Who are the big players when this volatility happens? And I think we anchor ourselves as investors to some generic index that has no bearing or part of our portfolio to be measured against.
Yep.
Right? That's crazy. We don't do that anywhere else in the world.
Right.
Except for our portfolio. The TSX is even or up. How come my money isn't? Or the markets are down so much, it's a terrible world to invest.
Right.
Really?
Right.
Look at the constituent. Let's start looking at who are you buying?
Yep.
What are you buying? Not what index are you referring to?
Right.
And that will be the big difference in the investor's peace of mind,
yep.
viewpoint of how you're investing. People who buy passively, we've talked about this, 2022 is going to be the year of Pepto-Bismol. Because you're going to have so much gyrations intraday that you will need a bottle of Pepto-Bismol to deal with all the ups and downs of the volatility just intraday, because people are not focused on the constituents as much as they're focused on the index.
Yeah, and listen, there's an aspect of passive versus active investing in any portfolio at different times when you're underweight and overweight. I agree with that. The point that you made earlier, and I want to wrap this up because we're running out of time. Volatility, some of that volatility is still due to the yield increases, right? We did see a surprise number on jobs in the United States. And when I was on media on Friday morning, I said, I don't think the market's going to interpret this well. That's great for the people that got the job, but it will reignite that inflationary fear. And we did see, again, moves in the bond markets,
yep,
which creates some consternation. Okay, having said that, we got to move on, and we got to talk about how to make sense of all this in the context of having somebody support their lifestyle.
Support your lifestyle through growth,
yep,
getting income.
Yep.
Inflation is a concern. How do you take care of your taxes? All these issues that come up as you transition to live in retirement, we're going to show you how you bulletproof that entire issue at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, February 22nd, live online at 7 p.m. You need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Is there an opportunity in Canadian energy companies? Stick around after the break and we'll let you know. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.